going to begin this lesson by reading from the book of Luke, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Oh, what a phrase. Teach us to pray. I wish that I had had someone that would have taught me how to pray. When I first committed my life to Christ, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know the right words or the right phrases. I didn't know all the Christian jargon or the words of the theologians. I just talked to him like I talked to my earthly father. And it was years before I was able to pray the benediction in the church. I would always tell the pastor, please don't call on me to lead in prayer. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the people expect to hear. All I know how to do is just talk to God in my childish ways. When I first got saved, the saints in that church that I was attending were prayer warriors. They knew how to pray. They knew the right words to say. And sometimes I would listen to them pray, and I'd say, God, that's what I was trying to say all the time. He said just what I was wanting to say. That's how I learned to pray, listening to other people that knew how to pray, pray. I would read books that had prayers in them, and if it fitted my need, I'd say, God, that's what I'm looking for. I was embarrassed because of my limited vocabulary. So this disciple said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. John taught his disciples how to pray. These men wanted to learn how to pray. Now, this man who was asking Jesus for instructions wasn't a beginner when it comes to praying. These disciples had been praying all their lives. Their Jewish heritage required them to be disciplined and consistent in the practice of prayers all the way back to their early childhood. At the beginning and ending of each day, as long as they could remember, they had quoted the Jewish confession of faith from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 and 5, which goes like this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thine heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy might. I believe they quoted also from the book of Deuteronomy, where Moses was praying for the people of Israel. And this prayer went like this. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. These men knew about praying. They had also followed the custom of praying three times a day at fixed hours, as well as before and after every meal. In fact, some historians say that the average Jew during the time of Jesus prayed an average of 3 to 4 hours a day. I don't know about you, but I've not gotten to this level yet. If these men needed help with praying, I know I need to hear what Jesus had to say. Obviously, their request to Jesus wasn't about amounts and quantities, schedules, and timetables. They had all of that figured out down to a science, yet they knew something was missing. Even with their habitual practice of prayer, they wanted to know what prayer was all about. They craved to experience the intimate communion that Jesus had with God. They wanted to know this. So he told them, and like most of Jesus' answer, it was simple, straightforward, concise, yet comprehensive. We call his answer the Lord's Prayer. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.